Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Athletic Director Tim McMurray.
Good morning.
Big day for you, huh?
We wait every year when football season ends. We wait for September 1st or that first weekend in September to get here. So college football is in the air on the Commerce campus.
Right. And, of course, the game tonight at Memorial Stadium against the University of Faith. Kicking off the season at 7 p.m. You weren't here at the beginning of last football season.
I was here unofficially. I came and did my little secret shop
okay.
and spied on the game.
All right. But you weren't fully engaged yet. So what kind of changes might fans expect to see at this game, but also other games this season?
I hope tonight they're going to see an improved fan experience from an ingress-egress standpoint. We've visited a lot with things like our concession partners. I don't want to jinx it, but I do believe we're going to have an even improved restroom situation.
Mm.
And I'll let that speak for itself at the game tonight, adding some additional areas for relief for our fans and cutting down on those concession lines with some satellite, cash only soda, popcorn. Those are the type of things I've asked for and requested and hope we're going to have a good response on from our great partners at Sodexo. And the other piece to me that's very, very important about tonight is making sure our students have a great experience. It's not just student appreciation night because we've been promoted all over campus, but we're giving 3,000 student appreciation t-shirts, Under Armour, our great partners, and again with our partners, Tomas Aguirre and his team in student affairs. We're handing out 3,000 free See You at the Game t-shirts to all of our students that come in the student entrance with a valid ID.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're going to see new video board, new scoreboard panels, an improved high-def video board with an HD camera on the field. So I think the overall quality and the game viewing experience will be a nice addition for Lion fans. And just like everything, you hope the team gets better from game one to game two. We'll do the same.
Well, now tell me more about the restroom situation.
So was at the Byron Nelson this year and have been to several of these other events where they have these, they're not your traditional porta potty.
Right.
It's basically like a nice
little more upscale
white trailer. You step up to it. So we're adding a three stall there in the southwest corner of the stadium adjacent to the student entrance.
Mm-hmm.
That'll have one male and two additional female stalls. So obviously the restrooms will continue to function, on the ground level of the west side concourse, and certainly to our new fans and new season ticket holders on the east side. But we also want to give you an additional overflow option because those lines can certainly back up, create chaos, and restrooms can get very messy very quickly if there's not more options.
That's big news, and that's going to be exciting, I think, to a lot of people.
That's right.
A&M Commerce Athletic Director Tim McMurray is our guest. Of course, other sports starting up here in the fall, soccer, and they've had a lot of success in the last few years. They're picked to win the conference
mm-hmm.
again.
I was about to say the only thing better than being preseason conference champions pick in football is to do it in two or three sports,
yeah.
And we've done that.
Yep. Yeah, and parking situation will be a lot better for soccer starting up.
We are. As you noted before we came on this morning, a lot has happened even since I've gotten here, and I inherited, thankfully, some projects that were already in motion and then been able to put my fingerprints along with our coaches because I want Coach Neil Piper's got his blood in the bricks with this soccer program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
1998 as head coach and done a tremendous job there of literally building that program and that field from the ground up. Coach Brewster's softball put a very nice softball stadium in place 2 years ago and are already reaping the benefits of that. And now they'll have additional parking spaces between the soccer and softball field and lighted parking for many of our soccer night games. And then the thing I'm most excited about is we get into hopefully the fall, no later than late fall, early spring, combined locker and training facility for softball and soccer
mm-hmm.
that will sit basically on that west grass berm
right.
as you're walking up to the soccer field. So right, split the difference between the two stadiums and give those ladies that in both of those programs a very, very well received shared facility.
First soccer game is when?
Home soccer game September 11th, St. Edward's. It's a Sunday afternoon. Very excited about that. We do have, for the first time this year, soccer season tickets.
And then several new athletic department staff members have been added recently. Connor Moreno, the Director of Internal Operations. Josh Mank, Director of Athletic Communications. Caitlin Remmel, Assistant Athletic Director for Compliance. And Sarah Pavlovchek, Associate Athletic Director for Strategic Engagement. Well, no turning back now, huh?
That's right. Yeah. We're it kickoffs, what, about 12 hours, and we're ready to get after it.
We're all in. All right, Tim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thanks always.
Athletic Director Tim McMurray of A&M Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.